श्रीमद् भागवतम 8.3.26 सोहम विश्वसृजम विश्वम अविश्वम विश्ववेदसम विश्वात्मनात्मानं अजम ब्रह्म प्रणतोस्मि परम पदम। सो हियर गजेंद्र इज ऑफरिंग अ प्रेयर टू द लॉर्ड हु इज सुप्रीमली पावरफुल एंड ही इज especially offering the prayer describing the Lord's greatness with respect to the connection of the universe. And through that he is implying that, my dear Lord, you can do whatever you want. You have that power. The previous verse had said that, I do not want to take life. To get back my earlier life. I want to be liberated from ignorance. So he's saying, my dear Lord, you can create universe. So you can do anything with the universe. So why, you have the power to do something with the tiny living entity who is just one insignificant part of that universe. Soham Vishvasrujam Vishvam. So that I person, the person who wants to release from material life, Vishvasrujam Vishvam, you are the creator of the universe. You are yourself the universe. The universe is made up of material energy of Krishna. And the energy and energy in some ways non different from Krishna. So you are Vishwam and then you are Avishwam also. You are actually beyond this universal creation. So Vishwam refers to the Lord's manifestation as immanence, that one who is present within nature. Now, Vishwam refers to the Lord's manifestation as one who is present outside nature. Vishvavedasam. You know everything of the universal manifestation. Vishvatmanam ajam brahma. Vishvatmanam. You are the soul of the universe. Ajam brahma. You are the supreme. Ajam, you are unborn. Pranatosmi parampadam. You who are the transcendental shelter, I offer my obeisances to you. So the whole point of this prayer is call to the Lord to help me. So you are supremely powerful, being the creator of the universe. You are yourself the universe and are different from the universe also. Because in the spiritual realm, reciprocations are personal. And Avishwam Vishvavedasam. Avishwam. You are beyond the universe. In your own spiritual abode. At the same time you are manifesting the universe as a super soul. So Vishvavedasam. You know everything that happens in the universe. So you know what is happening to me also. Therefore please protect me. Please bless me so that I can do the right thing. Now that the desire for liberation from material existence is aroused within me, please let that desire stay. Please let it not get dried up. Vishvatmanam ajam brahma pranatosmi parampadam. So Vishvatmanam. So somebody may say that the Lord is far away from this material world, but he is actually there as a part of a small living entity's heart. Is there to help that living entity, and that is his extraordinary capacity, that he is so merciful that he accompanies even the most smallest, even the most insignificant living entity and helps that living entity to make spiritual advancement. So the Lord never gives us up. Ajam Brahma. You are unborn. You are the supreme. So when we meditate on how that Lord who is the creator of everything, including ourselves, and who can destroy everything, that Lord has actually chosen to extend himself to us. He is present in our heart. He says he is present in the heart of everything in the universe, for he is the heart of the universe. So he risked his life. So the Lord is actually here. And although the Lord is not in danger, he risks himself in the sense that He risks our neglect and He risks our rejection and still perseveres to try to have a relationship with us. And by remembering how the Lord is outside and inside everything, we feel inspired. Pranatosmi Parampadam. We should know that even if we, while chanting, don't feel any presence of Krishna, that does not at all mean that we have to mistakenly think that Krishna is not reciprocating with me. Krishna is still reciprocating, just that His ways of reciprocation are different and we are not able to always understand the ways in which He is reciprocating. But He is expert, having created the universe and having meditated this universe for a long time. He will take care of our hearts and our lives also. We just need to realize that through prayers like this, we realize that the Lord is not far away. And the Lord can spring into action if we just beseech Him. And that is our faith when we chant the holy names. He is surrounding us everywhere and He will help us if we just call out to His mercy. He is Vishwaratma in the heart and He is the soul of the universe, soul of the within the heart, supreme soul in the heart. And His presence can be invoked if we approach Him with the right attitude. And that presence, when invoked, brings supreme joy. Thank you.